Well, a precious moment last night. If you missed it, the debate in Des Moines. It's just a precious moment, all right? And I want to share with you, it's better for those of you that are on the live stream. You can find that on americasvoice.com, or you can find it on the Steve Greer Show Facebook page. But I want to share this for you because this is terrific. right after the debate, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, they come together. And Bernie reaches out his hands to shake Elizabeth Warren, and she pulls back. And it's just out of mic range, but these two have an exchange, and it's obviously a testy exchange. She had something to say, and damn it, she was going to say it. And then Bernie looks at her and walks away. Never shook hands, never made up, and it's bite number eight. And you can hear the people at CNN commenting on the entire exchange, because CNN is playing this going, wow, look at what happened here. This is tough for Democrats. It's bad for Democrats. It's bad for these two candidates. Bite number eight. Go.
This occurred.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Oof.
This is not warm and cuddly. No.
Well, poor Tom Steyer. standing there. Look, it seems to me that, first of all, they didn't shake hands.
Right.
She clearly had a point she wanted to make. And she had a point she wanted to make tonight, which was about gender. And people in Iowa, all around the state, and of course all around the country, are saying, can a woman beat Donald Trump? But it seems to me that they didn't resolve what was said at their meeting. And she wasn't happy about it.
Yeah.
And you can see that. And clearly she didn't want to do it during the debate, but after the debate.
Well, she should have done it during the debate.
Should have done it during the debate and did not. And he went on to say that reason for that, this is your last debate. The votes will be cast in Iowa for the caucuses on February 3rd. That's a Monday. That's 19 days from now. Just 19 days from now, they'll be on their way to Iowa for the voting there. And right now, it's Bernie Sanders in the lead. Shocking, yes, but true nonetheless, and kind of fun for folks like me, so we don't mind. Bernie, go get him, you old curmudgeon. The best part of the video I haven't seen yet, I don't know if it was in there, but of course, we've got the drunk, bare-chested Bernie, the shirtless drunk Bernie, partying on in the former Soviet Union with his comrades in 1981, also part of the Project Veritas videos that have been released in the last couple of days. All right, so Van Jones at CNN, man, he is crushed. Here's your poster child for progressive policies, any and all. He'll take them all. He'll send you the bill, but he'll take all the policies. He was crushed after the debate last night. Dispirited, I think is the word, because there's just nothing here. He realizes, the same as most Americans do, there isn't a person in this field that stands a snowball's chance of beating Donald Trump. Let's go to bite number seven with Van Jones. Bite number seven, post-debate wrap-up. Bite seven, go.
But that was, as a progressive, to see those two have that level of vitriol was very dispiriting. And I want to say that tonight, for me, was dispiriting. Democrats have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that, if you're looking at this thing, you say this, any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us, and to see further division tonight is very dispiriting.
Very dispiriting. Nah, heck, it was good sport, Van. I mean, where's your sense of competition and, you know, rough and tumble and get in the mud? Because clearly the bad blood between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders is real, and it's pervasive, and it's getting worse. So here's what's going to happen. Bernie's going to come out ahead in Iowa. Elizabeth Warren's going to get crushed there. She'll limp on to New Hampshire and hope that she can parlay her Massachusetts roots into something. But it's not likely, because remember, Bernie comes from Vermont, right next door. Trouble to be had there. Do we have bite number nine, New York? Are we in with bite number nine? All right, so I want to go on because one other thing of note from last night is that your current frontrunner across the country, not in Iowa, not New Hampshire, but your overall frontrunner, Joe Biden. I mean, he's the guy that people are going to, and you look at all the national polls, somehow he has held on, and he continues to hold on, does Joe Biden, and he is the man to beat. Well, apparently, according to the CNN commentators, and I go to CNN because, of course, they are the water-carrying news outlet for the DNC. The DNC's news network is CNN, of course. And last night after the debate, they were not impressed, shall we say, with Joe Biden. It's bite number nine. Bite nine. Go.
I thought Biden had a terrible debate. This is a moment when he has come into this debate saying that he is the one who can take on Donald Trump, that he is steady and strong. He's seen none of those things in that debate, certainly not through the whole way through. His closing statement was good, but many people, I think, watching this debate may not have watched it all the way through to see his strongest moment.
Strongest moments? What? Alex was telling me, down in the gulag of the network here, down in the chamber there, Alex said he watched the debate last night. Apparently his television was broken. He said there were no strong points. It was just an argument over who could give away your money faster to other people. That was the whole debate. Who could give away the most American money to other people? It don't even have to be Americans, by the way. They can be here illegally. They can be here for whatever excuse. They can have all sorts of problems. We don't care. We're going to tax everybody and give that money away. The redistribution of wealth. That was the argument about who can give away more stuff, more free stuff faster. Of course, it's not free. It was yours at one time, and then they give it away. Good fun. Again, the Iowa caucuses begin February 3rd. Still coming on the program today. Yes, we will get to the impeachment because it's going to be sent, we believe, today. The articles of impeachment is finally being sent over to the Senate a month later by Nancy Pelosi. Her whole gambit failed on trying to force Mitch McConnell to do X, Y, or Z. Now, we do hear there's about four Republicans that might jump ship and say, hey, we do want to hear from witnesses. Great. Let's hear from witnesses. Let's see how that works out for you. We'll go with that, and we'll go from there. More of the Steve Gerber Show straight ahead. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We'll be right back.